Number 2. The $50 million inheritance. You have a distant relative who passes away, leaving you $50 million in cash. You can now quit your job and do anything you want to do. What is it that you've always wanted to do? One word, 60 seconds. Number 3. The genie in the lamp. In an incredible stroke of good fortune, you find 2 magic lamps. And because you are a crazy smart logic genius, you get the first genie to bind the second genie to his wish. So you have 1 wish left. What's the one thing you've always wanted to have? One word. 60 seconds. Number 4. Your evolution contribution. Evolution is the simple process of getting better. Every one of us has the power to leave the world a little better, contributing in some small way. What's the one word that represents what you want to leave behind as your legacy? 60 seconds. Number 5. The funeral speech. Imagine your funeral. It's gonna happen. There you are in the casket. You look pretty good. They did a nice job on the makeup. What's the one word that describes how you want to be remembered? 60 seconds. And now we'll count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you can open your eyes, feeling refreshed and terrific. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Refreshed and terrific. These 5 words that you just chose are incredibly important, so please write them down. We'll be using them in future days. They're going to form the basis of your positive loops. So find your mind hacking book or your pad of sticky notes and write them down. How do you want to feel? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? What do you want to give? And who do you want to be? Feel, do, have, give, be, which is also one of my favorite Swedish dishes. Write them down. Day 10 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book or on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ing. Give yourself a reward to lock in today's positive habit, and I will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, my friend, hack hard and prosper. Welcome to day 11 of the Mind Hacking 21-Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. We're going to start out with a quick mind game today. This one is really cool. Try this out. I want you to close your eyes and imagine putting a dill pickle in your mouth. Maybe it's a kosher spear. Maybe it's one of those giant pickles you see floating in the jar at the deli. It's got all that brine. That salt, sour pickle juice. You bite down and it's just squirting into your mouth. All that dill pickle goodness you're just chewing. Just imagine that flavor, the taste, the crunch of that pickle. Got it? If you're like most people, your mouth is now watering. Your mouth is literally salivating. You just caused a biochemical reaction in your body simply with your mind. That's insane. When we talk about the mind-body connection, it's real. Your mind has the power to control your body. And if you're skeptical about that claim, I have just 2 words for you. Sexual fantasy. Thomas Aquinas said, "Every idea conceived by the mind is an order which the organism obeys." In other words, your mind says, raise your hand, your body raises its hand. Think about that for a second. I mean, literally, think about it, and it will happen. We take this for granted, but it's crazy. Your mind is piloting your body around, telling it what to do. The imagination is far more powerful than we know. When we're walking around giving ourselves these positive or negative thought loops, we're using our imagination. We're imagining the world as an exciting place or a depressing one. We're seeing ourselves as strong and capable or powerless and lonely. We're picturing our future as bright and promising, or bleak and hopeless. It really is our choice. We can even influence our bodies using our imagination. You may remember the story in Mind Hacking of these senior citizens who were put in this psychology experiment. They created a house straight out of the 1950s, and they told them to imagine they were living in the 1950s as young men again. And at the end of this experiment, their eyesight actually improved. Their bodies felt better. They were playing touch football out on the front lawn. The New York Times reported they put their minds in an earlier time and their bodies went along for the ride. Think of the placebo effect. What's the placebo effect? It's nothing more than the mind's ability to convince patients that they're getting better even when they're just receiving a sugar pill. When new drugs go through the approval process, one of the tests is that the drugs need to beat placebo, which means they have to be more effective than patients healing themselves with their minds. Sir William Osler has been called the father of American medicine. He was one of the four founders of Johns Hopkins Hospital. He invented the modern residency program for training physicians. Instead of just having them sit in classrooms, he said, maybe we should take them around and actually have them visit patients. He's a heavy hitter. This is what he said. Faith in drugs and methods is the great stock and trade of the profession. While we doctors often overlook our own faith cures, we are just a wee bit too sensitive about those performed outside our ranks. Faith in the gods or saints cures one. Faith in little pills another. Hypnotic suggestions a third. Faith in a plain common doctor a fourth. The faith with which we work is the most precious commodity. I love that quote. The faith, or the imagination, makes things happen. So keeping in mind this incredible power of imagination, let's practice that imagination today in our concentration exercise. Remembering your five words from yesterday's exercise, feel, do, have, give, be, we're going to imagine each of those today in vivid detail. So let's find a comfortable location. And let's sit our bodies in a comfortable position, keeping our back straight. Let's breathe deeply from the diaphragm. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to inhale and hold. And when you exhale, you're going to feel 10 times as relaxed as you are right now. Inhale and hold. And release, feeling 10 times as relaxed. And now, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing again. Inhale and hold. And when I ask you to exhale, you're going to feel 10 times even more relaxed. And release 10 times as relaxed. Picture a euphoria coming over your body. Picture a lightness of being. Imagine that you're breathing it in, and with each breath you get progressively more relaxed, more euphoric. All your worries and cares are draining away. They're emptying out of the bottom of the soles of your feet. And this incredible lightness of being is permeating your spirit. Let's spend a few minutes focusing on the word that explains how you want to feel. Imagine that feeling. See if you can feel that feeling. Using your incredible powers of focus and concentration, feel that feeling for the next few minutes. Now imagine the word that represents what you want to do. What is it you want to do in life? Picture it in vivid detail in your mind. See it in crystal clear detail. Now imagine the word that shows what you want to have. Picture that thing as if it is here right now with you. Picture the process of how you get to that thing that you want to have. Now picture the word that explains what you want to give. What is it you want to give to the world? Picture yourself making that contribution. Picture it as if it were flooding all five senses. Now picture the word that represents what you want to be. Feel yourself as that person that you want to be. Feel what it would feel like to be that person, possessing that quality. Now, as I count from 1 to 5, you will slowly return to full waking consciousness, and you will emerge feeling strengthened and renewed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes, feeling strengthened and renewed, and able to take on any challenge that comes your way as you pursue these positive goals. You're going to start to see opportunities the more you focus on these words, these goals, these positive loops. The more you will notice as opportunities arise to help you get there. There's nothing magic about it. Your field of perception will just be greater because you're focusing on these positive loops. So watch for them. Keep your eyes open. Treat it as a kind of game. I believe they'll appear. Day 11 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book, on your practice sheet, or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng. And write down those 5 words, feel, do, have, get, be, in your book, your practice sheet, or in the app, and give yourself a reward to lock in the positive habit. I'll see you tomorrow, and in the meantime, hack hard and prosper. Welcome to day 12 of the Mind Hacking 21-Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. Benjamin Franklin invented what might have been the first self-help program. He called it the Moral Perfection Project. He had this list of 13 virtues that he was determined to instill in himself. And he carried around this little notebook with all 13 virtues listed out in a grid. Each day he would rate himself on whether he had lived out those virtues. Now this was way before the quantified self or personal tracking devices, but he said it made a real difference. He admitted that he found himself much fuller of faults than he had imagined, but he had the satisfaction of seeing them diminish. Franklin was not perfect, of course. If you've read his excellent biography by Walter Isaacson, he was only human. But we're not after perfection, we're after progress. And these virtues are like the nutrients that we need to grow our positive habits of thought. Positive thoughts become positive actions, positive actions become positive habits, and positive habits become a positive destiny. These virtues help you change your mind for good. We're going to focus on 10 virtues over the next 10 days, and we're going to do some guided concentration exercises. Our first virtue is optimism. So find a comfortable place for your concentration exercise and get your body in a comfortable position with your back straight. Focus on breathing from the belly. Deep, slow breaths. Give your imagination free rein as you picture yourself walking down a wooden boardwalk onto a gorgeous beach, one of those beaches you see in tourist brochures. There are 5 wooden steps that lead down to the beach. And you're going to slowly walk down each step, allowing yourself to feel more and more relaxed as you walk down each step. 5. With the first step, you notice waves of calm washing over your body, letting go of all your troubles and worries. 4. The second step doubles your relaxation. Let your mind do this for you. 3. The third step doubles your relaxation again. 2. Allow yourself to fall into a state of complete mental relaxation, completely absorbed in this vision in your mind. And 1. You step onto the beach. Let your mind make the details sharp and vivid. See the horizon. Feel the sand on your feet. Smell the salt air. Hear the breaking waves. Bring each sharpened detail into focus using the magnifying power of your mind. Notice that a large beach towel has been prepared for you. Walk over to the towel and stretch out on the blanket. You're soaking in the sun. You are soaking in the sun. But this is a special sun, the sun of optimism. It is warm and good and nourishing. And for the next 10 minutes, all you have to do is consciously soak in that deliciously optimistic sun. As you breathe in the word optimism, breathing in the sun. And as you breathe out, picture that optimism nourishing your body like real sunlight and vitamin D. If you notice your mind wandering, award yourself an awareness point and focus back on the word optimism. Let's begin. Now, in the state of focused concentration, I'll count from 1 to 5. You'll return to full waking consciousness, feeling energized and optimistic. 1. 2. Feeling great. 3. Feeling optimistic. 4. And 5.
Total optimism. Complete optimism.
Gets stuck in your head, doesn't it? Day 12 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng. Optimistically write down your 5 positive loops today. Feel, do, have, give, be, and give yourself a reward. See you tomorrow, and in the meantime, hack hard and prosper.
Complete optimism.
Welcome to day 13 of the Mind Hacking 21-Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. I knew this guy who used to eat like a horse. Great guy, but he would just vacuum up his food. And we were eating at this fancy Italian restaurant, and they had those flourless chocolate cakes that are like a dense calorie brick. You're supposed to take a tiny crumb of the cake and wash it down with a swallow of milk, because it expands into a rich flavor pocket in your mouth. So on his first bite, this guy eats like a third of the cake slice. And the second bite, it's half gone. And I'm like, dude, you gotta slow down and savor that cake. Today's topic is thankfulness. My favorite definition of thankfulness is the ability to savor the positive circumstances of life. Whether you're religious, agnostic, atheist, you can be thankful. You can savor the positive circumstances of life. At my house, before every meal, we go around the table and we all list something we're thankful for. We don't say a blessing. We count our blessings. We invite a lot of people over for dinner with widely varying belief systems. And what I've noticed is that this simple thankfulness exercise gets everybody in a positive mood. Everyone enjoys the meal and the conversation and the experience when they're thankful. They savor it. Being thankful unlocks something in you, and it's available anytime you want because there are so many things around you that you can savor, whether it's your family, your friends, your job, your life, your health. Everybody can find something to be thankful for. Today's positive virtue is thankfulness, and we're going to use that for today's concentration exercise, and we're going to savor it like an Italian cake. Find a comfortable spot to spend a few minutes and get your body in a comfortable position. And we'll begin by breathing deeply, with your back straight, so plenty of oxygen can circulate through your body stimulating both your body and your mind. I'll count backward from 5 to 1 and allow yourself to fall into a state of complete relaxation as the numbers count down from 5, feeling calm and tranquil. 4, doubling your relaxation with each number. 3, allowing yourself to become soothed by the gentle rhythm of your own breathing. 2. And 1. In your mind's eye, see yourself in a warm, inviting kitchen. Notice yourself sitting in a chair in this fragrant, cozy kitchen.